Good morning, everybody. It's a big chizuk to see so many Shana'at guys here, and potential and future Shana Bet Chevra. I'm going to speak about a topic that I don't remember ever really speaking about it, but it certainly deserves to be spoken about. It may be a little bit on the heavy side, but I think it's very true, and if you listen to the message, I think ultimately you will not lose out. Towards the end of the parsha, we learn about the Mekalel, the one that curses. And Rashi, I mean, the Torah tells us a little bit about his pedigree, but Rashi really opens many more windows of understanding who he is. It says, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, who ben Ish Mitzri. And this man left, he went out. Not clear, where, when you say somebody left, you have to leave from somewhere. Alright, Vayetze ben Ish Yisraelis, who ben Ish Mitzri. And he was also the son of a Mitzri. So first of all, how was his mother a Jewess and his father was a Mitzri? It goes back to the famous story in the beginning of Parshat Shmos, where Moshe Rabbeinu knows he sees a Mitzri hit a Jew, and who was the Jew that the Mitzri killed, right? Who was it? Rashi tells us, Malkeo Rodeo, Ubala Shal Shlomit Bas Divriha, the Jewish person who's being beat up, who by the Mitzri, who Moshe Rabbeinu killed, this is the problem. He was the husband of Shlomo's Bas Devri, but also the Enam Ba, and this Mitzri laid eyes upon Shlomo's. That night, the Mitzri took the husband of Shlomo's and threw him out of the house, and he went and he lied with her, and she thought it was her husband, but really it was this Mitzri guy. And the next day, the Jew found out about it, so the Jew went after the Mitzri, and then Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. So this is the child of that relationship, and that's the background for starters. So what does it mean Vayetze? So there's three pshatim in the Rashi. What does it mean Vayetze? This guy left, and he went and he cursed. So one pshat is Rebbe Levi Omer Milom Yatzo. He left his world. Rebbe Achi Omer Miparsha Shalomal Yatzo. He left in the previous halacha. What does that mean? We'll see soon. And the third pshat is, what does it mean he left? He left the Beis Din and Moshe Rabbeinu. So three different. It sounds like three different pshatim. He left his world, left the previous parasha, or he left the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says the Shalom Shadron, it's not three different opinions, it's three different stages. Okay? This guy, he was following, so to speak, in his mother's footsteps. What was his mother's problem? Why, right? She wasn't a harlot, even though she's referred to as a harlot. She wasn't. It was an accident. It wasn't her fault. But the problem was, she brought it on upon herself. As the Torah tells us, her name is Shlomo, says Rashi, David Pitpito, Shlom Alach, Shlom Alach, Shlom Aleichem. She would chatter, she would socialize, and confer. She would ask everybody, how you doing? And apparently that's not the way it's supposed to be done. And then it says, Bas Divri. The brother says Rashi, but the brother says, call Adam, the people of Kyokula. So it's interesting to note that the Iker, the main problem is this Shalom. She would be peace. She would say hello to everybody. She would try to find peace with everybody. And then the schmoozing part was the secondary. Bas Divri. She was Bas Divri, the one who spoke. So what's going on over here? We see that very often, you know, to a certain degree, we think the peace lovers, the left-wing people, everybody's great, right? They love everybody, and everybody, you have to be close to everybody and be friendly with everybody. But it's very, very dangerous. Of course, we know there are certain, the Mishnah always tells us, you have to mock and shalom kol adam. On the one hand, you do have to, you know, you have to say to somebody, and it says in the Gemara, I forgot if you were a mayor, the goy never said hello to him first, he always said hello to him first. But obviously that was a male, the pashtus. But you see that you can't mask being a nice person with over-socializing with the opposite gender. It doesn't work. And in this situation also, it's mashma. And it was with non-Jews as well. Right? Shlomo didn't just, go around and say hello to just the Jewish people. Obviously, he was hanging around the Mitzrayim as well. Right? What happened? The Mitzri laid eyes on her. Why? Because obviously she was drawing attention to herself, and obviously she was socializing. Perhaps in a very low level, but that's what brought it on. And so, it says of Shlomo Shadron, that's what's going, those are the three Yetzias mentioned in Rashi. The first idea was that this boy, this son, he wasn't necessarily a boy, no, he was an ish, He left his world. Yotze me'olamo. He left his world. What does it mean his world? The world of Bnei Yisrael. He left that world. He associated with non-Jews. He associated with wicked people. Right? He didn't stay insulated. Of course, he can't be insulated all the time. But he was yotze me'olamo, says Rashi. Right? That was his problem. He went around trying to make peace with everybody, trying to be close to everybody. And then, the next is Rebrachia. Miparsha shalmal yotze. Once you become exposed very intimately to the ways of the wicked, okay, and out of the world of Klal Yisrael, so you start questioning the way of the Torah. Now, what did we just read in the previous parasha? We read a very fascinating thing, that by the Lechem Apanim, what do? They, right, Rashi says it very clearly, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, on Shabbos they would arrange the bread, Derech HaMelech Lecho Pas Chamo. You're supposed to eat hot bread, B'chol Yom, every day, Shema Pas Tzanena Shal Tish Yomim. But perhaps meaning what? You should eat 9-day-old bread? We know, of course, the Lechem Apanim was miracle bread. When did they put it up? They put it up on a Friday and they ate it the following Shabbos, which is 9 days, right? You consider the Friday and the Shabbos 2 days in the whole week, 9 days. So he says, what's going on over here? The Torah is weird. The Torah is ridiculous. A melech, right? The path of a king, right? Of course, the Kohanim were eating the Lechem Apanim. They should eat 9-day-old bread. You start to question the Torah. And what's the next step? And the next step is, before we get to the third, yeah, I'll just read it inside. Masnisa Omer, the Brisa said different. It says, Beisdina Shemoshe Yotza Mechuyev. He left the Beis of Moshe Chayev. Why? What happened? Bo Lito Olo V'tov Machane Dan. This man went to pitch his tent where? In the cave of Dan. And somebody from Dan said, what are you doing over here? I'm a lamb. So he said, they said, get out of here. What are you doing here? I'm from Don. I'm alone. Ish al diglo ba'osus leves avos. And according to the pasuk that goes after the paternal, it goes after the father's side. And I'm very, very sorry. Your father's side is not Jewish. Your father's side is Mitzri. You're very nice. You're halachically Jewish, but you don't belong in Shevet Don. Get out of here. So what did they do? They went. Nichlas leves dinos Moshe. They went to the base of Moshe. They also mechuyev, and he came out chayev. And here's somebody, since he was overexposed to wicked people, he was overexposed to the outside world, therefore he started questioning the halachas of Lechem Apanim, and therefore what happened was, he went and he thought, hey, I can do what I want, who are you guys? And he came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and you know what Moshe Rabbeinu said? You know what? You're wrong. So sometimes the person's wrong. But he couldn't stomach that. His hashkafus, and his outlook was already tainted. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm sorry, you're chayev, He couldn't be sold with that. He couldn't withstand such an insult. And what happened? Omar Begodav. He got up and blasted. So we see there's two very important lessons over here. Very important lessons. Number one, obviously the opposite gender issue, that this is all brought about from Shlomo's Bas Divri. Now Shlomo's Bas Divri, somebody who you think, oh, and it was in the name of peace. It wasn't like she was flirtatious for the wrong reasons. It sounds like she had nice intentions. I want to be friendly with everybody. I want to be around the mitzvah. I want to be cordial. And it led to, of course, the unfortunate situation in Mitzrayim. And ultimately, placed a tainted mahalach and chinuch in her son down the line. And just because she went ahead and overexposed herself to other cultures and allowed that to seep into her and to the life of her family. So just to highlight, what does it mean to be the opposite? I saw in Elenu Shabbat, where this Talmud Chacham describes the night of Yom Kippur, he was in a shul. And he was in a shul, and he noticed that it was after they davened, and after they said Shir Yichud, which is what they say in many shuls. And then afterwards, most people leave, and he wants to learn a little bit. He noticed the family, the father, sitting learning with 4 sons, and each of his sons didn't pick up his head from the sefer. They were learning intensely, and he was very impressed. And then this Talmud Chacham was sitting in the Beis Medrash. He said that he realized he needed a sefer from the Ezra's Nashim, and he assumed late at night on Yom Kippur night there's not going to be anybody in the Ezra's Nashim. So he went upstairs to the Ezra's Nashim, and as he walked in, he saw 3 girls saying Tehillim, and he clapped, and he knew that those were the sisters of these boys. And he just couldn't believe it. Nobody else was around the shul. What's so special about this family? That the girls are saying Tehillim, the boys don't pick up their head from the sefer. Something so beautiful. He said, wow, what every parent would want from their child. And he did some research and he found out He wanted to see what was the secret. The secret was the mother was Mamash Tsanua. Mamash Tsanua. Now, of course, we spoke about this in many shiurim. What does it mean, Tsanua? Tsanua doesn't mean simply mode of dress, which is certainly part of it, but it's the whole mahus of the woman. The whole mahus is not to draw attention. You can still be the nicest person in the world. It's not a contradiction. You can be the nicest person in the world, but you just don't run around trying to draw attention to oneself. And it's not just about mode of dress. And certainly, as an eitzah, again, this would be a shir or a shmooze to women, but the idea is that a person should, when they're looking for a spouse, should understand that these are the yisodos that a person should look for. You can be bubbly, you can be outgoing, but there's a certain level of being too outgoing and making sure not to draw attention to oneself. A very, very big yisod. And the other big lesson here as well is not just about the women part. This is about a person in his hashkafas, his outlook on life. It's very, very dangerous. When a person exposes himself, a person, you know, I'm not even holding playoff. You know, I have no clue. I just know it's playoff time. If you told me basketball, hockey, I don't have a clue. I used to definitely have a clue what's going on in playoffs. I don't have a clue. I just hear once in a while, I hear one of the guys say something. I have not no clue. I'm saying a person could really, that's just an example. Right? If you take yourself out of the world, out of Bnei Yisrael, right? All of a sudden you're learning Kedushin Dachote, Sun Kitchen Abang, you're learning Sugya, and then all of a sudden you're buzzing your phone, he scored, he played on this team. You could leave your world. You can all of a sudden, and right, Engelhard spoke last night about, you know, we're heading into the last third of Sfiras Omer, compared to Kabbalah Torah, and the idea of Torah and what it does for us, and that's the essence of our life, is Tam Torah Kedei Kulam, and every moment we should be involved in Torah, and then all of a sudden you can start thinking to yourself, oh, what is that, you know, oh, who's injured? I just assume that's what people talk about, playoff time, what else? Who's injured? Who's playing well? Who's this? And then you could sort of give chashivas to it. I'm not saying it's not a bad outlet. I'm not saying it's very easy to just like rid yourself of all the excitement and all that, you know, all those kinds of things. But on the other hand, just recognize the contrast, the contrast of real life and not real life, and the fact that it has an influence. It's very, very hard. It's very, very hard to really connect oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, you know, when you have these other elements distracting a person. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying you have to rid yourself of all following sports. Just recognize the fact that it's not real, and it's a distraction. And of course, it's not going to lead you to chas v'shalom, you know, curse chas v'shalom, for sure not. But on the other hand, you just have to be conscious that we're living on a different plane, very similar to what our Apple was talking about. The Am Segula. We're not saying we're elitist. We're just unique. We're different. We're different. We're wired differently. We have a neshama. A different neshama. We have a neshama. Neshama Yisrael on Shabbos, but just to recognize that we're totally different, and we're not missing out on life. That's also a big yisod. Going back to the first yisod, there'll be a time and place to have a relationship with one's wife. And there's no reason to necessarily overexpose oneself to the opposite gender. You know, before that, of course, obviously. You know, there's always a big question, is my family friend, and should be totally insulted if I don't say hello to her? And really, it's just like, it's basically like killing her if I don't say hello. Okay, listen, I don't know. Obviously, every case is different. You know, if I walk by her and I don't look, then it's going to be, you know, World War III. I'd rather not get involved in such questions. But a person just has to be conscious. Okay, if this is momish, I don't want to be, you know, actually, I don't even get it. I don't want to be the one to say, oh yeah, yes, you can just nod and walk away, but I don't want to say, who am I to give any, halakhic answers to such questions, but just to be conscious of it, that there's a certain danger. That is a shame. At the right time, you'll have a relationship with your wife, but this is maybe only a slight potential for the danger, but it's certainly always, as I'm sure you guys are well aware, very, very dangerous. So, number one, try to act and try not to mingle too much, both with opposite gender, both with people who don't necessarily share your views of life. Have a wonderful Shabbos.